This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. We're late in the week, but hey, things are looking good. Happy New Year. It is 2018, year two of the torment of the left. Year two of the resurgence of conservatism. By the way, teapartycommunity.org. Join. Do your thing. Do your part to build this revolution. MoveOn.org is back. They want to come back with a vengeance. They are mad. They're mad about DACA didn't pass and all these other things. They don't care about the troops. They don't care about your taxes. They care about nothing except their radical agenda. And it has been upended. In case you're wondering, they're mad because Donald Trump is being successful. And you have to understand, in bizarro world, success is failure. They see him as a failure. If you think we're going to change the hearts and minds of these people in a year, you are wrong. It's going to take us more time. We're doing it gradually. Every single day you're making a little bit of progress. But you have to remember, you are dealing with the stupid. I'm talking about people that don't understand. They don't have two brain cells to rub together. Martin Luther King said, "Nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity." And you are watching it with the left in amounts unknown to the universe. Einstein made the comment, only two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity. And I'm not so sure about the former. The limit of stupidity does not exist. All you got to do, look at the left. Look at the things they want to enact. Look at the things that they do to themselves. Right now, there's this thing going around with Tide Pods. I wanted to talk about it the other day, and I was like, what are you talking about? People eating Tide Pods. But look, there was the cinnamon challenge. Have you seen that, where people put a thing of cinnamon in their mouths and try to hold it or whatever? And it doesn't matter how many people you tell you can't do it, they still do it. People die from it. People mess up their bodies from stupid things like that. Have you seen the super hot pepper challenge? Ghost pepper, they got peppers that are hotter than the ghost pepper. A million, heat units or whatever they call it. To put it in perspective, a jalapeno is probably like, 1,000 heat units. We've gone through this before. A habanero is like 10,000 heat units. I thought a habanero was a hot pepper. I did. I was like, man, that's got to be one of the hottest peppers ever. And I've eaten peppers in Thailand. In Thailand, ask for mild, okay? Don't ask for even a little spicy. They use crazy peppers over there. The ghost pepper, and there's one, the Carolina Reaper. There's all these peppers are like a million lumens. They're thousands of times hotter. No, I don't know about thousands, but they're exponentially hotter than a habanero. And I was cooking with a habanero once, and I had to use gloves. Because it was burning my fingertips. I'm not kidding you. And one time I was making a salsa and I said, I'm going to make it hot. So I used the habanero. And I'm not exaggerating this. I cut off such a small piece of that habanero. It was mind blowing. And I just stirred it up in the tomato stuff and all that. That pepper was barely edible. And that's a 10,000 heat unit pepper. A million unit pepper. People will swallow these things, chew them, and let them go down. It takes hours. I'm talking a whole day before that sensation leaves. You can drink as much milk as you want. That you are going to burn. Your chest cavity must feel like it's going to explode. I would never do it. I'd die. And I like hot food. But I don't like hot food where I can't even taste afterwards. There are people that did a bath salt challenge. Have you seen? You pour salt in your hands and hold ice till it burns. There are people that douse themselves in alcohol and set themselves on fire and things like this. Craziest stuff in the world, all done by leftists, the most stupid people on the planet. They raise their kids to do these nutty things, and the kids are, the kids at school said, I should eat one of these million, heat unit peppers. end up in the hospital or in cardiac arrest. They try. They're the ones that, hey, check out this new drug. You know, hey, sniff this chemical off of a rag. I found this crap under my grandma's sink. That's these clowns. Now, Tide Pods, laundry detergent, consolidated in this little spongy little pouch. And now it was, and by the way, this was conceived on a satirical note by The Onion. If you know what The Onion is, it's a satirical paper, you know, online publication. I've been reading it for years. I haven't read it in a long time. Craziest stuff, funny, something quite frankly I would have done, tried to do it. I just wasn't as good as those guys. And I wanted to satirize all the news. I thought, why even bother with worrying about the truth of the news? I mean, just twisting it a little bit made it funny. Now, Blake, who you guys know, does unconfirmed breaking news. He competes with The Onion. Blake has a good website. We'll be bringing Blake back on, by the way. But, these, you know, crazy stuff. The Onion said, they said, you know, made a joke about this. A child who wanted to eat a red and blue, one of these pods because it has a candy-like appearance. And 2 years later, College Humor shared a video of a man eating an entire bowl of laundry pods, and then he was carted off in an ambulance, and he says, I don't regret it. And now, according to the American Association of Poison Control Centers, there are more than 12,000 reported exposure to high-concentrated laundry pods in 2017. Most reports involve children under 5. Understandable. Down 14% since 2015 when they answered more than 14,000 calls. But many of these reports are people who've done this as a joke. This is the voting population. I'm just telling you, you do not want to swallow one of these concentrated detergent bubbles, man. It'll destroy you. This is crazy. But this is what we deal with. And I only use that as a backdrop, as just a metaphor for what we'll talk about today, which is stupidity. Because the left are silly. They're stupid. They're going to do things that boggle your mind. You're going to be left there scratching your head going, are you serious? A perfect example is Chuck Schumer citing, and many other people, mad at Chuck Schumer for giving in. They call it the Schumer sellout, giving in to Donald Trump because Donald Trump says we got to fund the government because we got to protect ourselves. And they're like, you shouldn't give in. You should have stuck to your guns on these illegals that live in this country versus our veterans and our taxpayers. Hey, illegals, who's going to foot the bill for you? Just curious. Short break, folks. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Liberals, leftists, they wallow in this thing called stupidity. They marinate in it, in fact. Worse than that, they teach it. Even worse than that, they mandate it. See, when you're stupid, you want everybody around you to be stupid. You want them to be more stupid. Case in point. Barack Obama. Barack Obama, they told you, is very smart. Went to Harvard. Got his Juris Doctorate degree. He was a president of law review at Harvard. Yeah. Smart guy, right? Then you start digging into it. You go, well, let's see. Boy, I wonder how or what he graduated. Oh, they don't want to tell you his grades. Was he so smart that it was like, if we tell you Barack Obama's grades, no one else will ever want to be a student again. It would be so demoralizing to you how smart he is that you will never want to learn anything else. Okay. Or maybe he was just really dumb, and they don't want to tell you how stupid he was by publishing his grades. See, because Barack Obama became the president of Law Review on affirmative action. They didn't do it that year that he got it. They didn't do it based on merit. The meritocracy was gone. They said, no, we've been doing it too long that way. That just favors the white kids. We got to let the coloreds in on this thing. So they said, hey, Barack Obama, you're pretty cool and dreamy. How about we do it based on, like, you know, popularity? Who do we all think we'd like to see as our Harvard Law Review? Affirmative action people, please raise your hands. And all the little white girls went, he's so dreamy. And so Barack Obama became the first president of Law Review of Harvard who didn't actually earn it. By the way, you could say the same thing about his presidency in America. So he didn't earn it. You know what you do with things you don't earn? You don't really care about it. It was a scam. He scammed his way to be president of Law Review. And the reason why I can tell you is, and I've looked for this. I've researched it. Refute it. Please, leftists, let me know. Tell me the error of my ways. Barack Obama got one job offer out of college. Harvard, Law Review president. See, because in those job offers, he had to tell them what his GPA was. I'd love to just see where he put in so we could at least get a glimpse.
Although I was a C student, I was president of Law Review, and although Law Review suffered under my tutelage, under my leadership, it has nothing to do with my ability to perform for you.
And, so what's he going to do? He's an idiot. But he was smart enough to get other idiots to vote for him. And then, when he got elected, because what? It was a time in America when we were going to go through the transcendental change in the culture and all this other crap, right? That you were fed, and many of you believed, some of you voted for Barack Obama. Gone on, think about it, because I know it's the truth. I got a letter from a lady the other day. She says, Kevin, I voted for Barack Obama twice, the worst thing I've ever done. I will never vote Democrat again. And I said, okay, see, there's a lesson there. You did it twice. You saw the error of your ways. Now you're back. And you promise you're going to stay back. Barack Obama was an idiot. And he still is. And if he didn't know all the things that were going on in his administration and he really believed it to be scandal-free, I rest my case. He was surrounded by idiots too. Yeah. There's a saying, stupidity combined with arrogance and a huge ego will get you a long way. I know that sounds counterthetical, but it truly is. I mean, it's the case. You got the arrogance and huge ego. You're like, get out of my face, man. Get out of my face. People are like, eventually they go, well, it must be somebody. And that's what happened. Somewhere along the way, Barack Obama started believing the hype and people believed it about him. So they were like, look, he's pushing his way forward, man. So what? He's an idiot. He's an idiot that's moving ahead. Let's go with him. And everybody's like, let's go. So everybody followed. The Pied Piper of ignorance let him off the cliff. Yeah. They mandate ignorance on the left. They teach it and they mandate it. They teach it to your kids. They teach, just I said earlier, we're going to go through some of this stuff, folks. We'll look at it. But Chelsea Clinton, she's going to be in the news today. Look at tax cuts. Everything they hate about Donald Trump. Strengthening of the military. It's stupid. This is totally stupid. Okay, but hold on. What's the president's number one job? To protect the nation and yeah.
It's stupid, man.
Stupid. People that have no concept on what it takes to run an organization will tell you Donald Trump's stupid. He got his way, you know, made his way to the top because he's an idiot, whatever. Let me tell you, if Donald Trump were devious, I'd hate to see him devious. See, Donald Trump played by the rules, and he became a billionaire. He said, give me your rules, I'll make billions of dollars. But he was never devious about it. File bankruptcy because I fell under bankruptcy protection. There are laws for that. I use those laws. Why are you mad at me? But if Donald Trump were devious, he'd be Michael Bloomberg. He'd be Bloomberg. He'd be Bill Gates. And he'd be Bezos on steroids. He'd be worth $250 billion, maybe more. and would probably be the first dude to get to a trillion if he were devious, if he put his powers to evil, you wouldn't even know how to control this guy. We, the left, look at him. He's such an egomaniac. He's going to get there. And he's gonna, Donald Trump said, I'll divest of everything, turn it over to my kids. This dude has got the cleanest financial underwear in the history of man. You can't find not a bogus connection or anything. Nothing. Can you imagine what Hillary Clinton would, how would she be carving up the world right now if she were president? You saw what she did when she was a low-level, Secretary of State, and her husband's running the Clinton Foundation, and what they were able to accomplish there. She went from zero to being worth, a couple $100 million is what people said. That was at a low, relatively low level, just running interference here and there. Wait till Hillary started selling off the planet. Woo, we saved a lot of black people and a lot of people of color got saved. I'm not talking about the Holy Ghost. High glory. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about your lives were saved and you should be thanking us. You see a black person say, you're welcome. They're going to go, why? White person? You go, I saved you. Not God saved. High glory. Not that. No. Saved your life. Oh, man. In a closed society where everybody's guilty, the only crime is getting caught. Yeah. In a world of thieves, the only final sin is stupidity. That's what you're watching right now. You're watching the stupidity of the left. They've underestimated you. They underestimated Donald Trump. They underestimated the American spirit. Oh, my God. They underestimated you. Now they're getting caught, and they're all looking stupid. We've exposed them. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, guys. Pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. So we're hearing, and this comes from Washington Post, that Sessions has to do Donald Trump's dirty work. Dun, 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 dun. Reminds me of that song. What is it? Do, 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 do your dirty work. Yeah. I don't know the name of the song, but I just remember that part of it. Dirty work? What are they talking? Look. Washington Post, seriously, get over yourselves. In order to believe that Sessions is doing Trump's dirty work, you have to believe that there's some conspiracy that occurred before Donald Trump ever got into the FBI, and he corrupted them, and all the stuff that's now about to come out is Trump's doing. I heard Marie Scharf, talking about something like, how can you possibly believe all this information? You don't know enough about it. You know, how are you, you know, we haven't seen this new memo and so on and so forth. And I was thinking, wait a minute. You said the same thing about the Russian dossier. Now we know that's been completely blown away. We now have FBI testimony. We have 50,000 text messages that have gone missing. We've got text messages specific to people who were on the case of both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. One that freed Hillary, another that's been trying to crucify Donald Trump erroneously, and the emails have gone missing, and we're just supposed to go, oh, geez, it's coincidental. How coincidental is that? Harris Faulkner, in the little clip that I saw, Harris Faulkner said to Marie Barth, she says, well, wait a minute. Isn't it really coincidental that the two people investigating Hillary Clinton to get her free, Donald Trump to get him convicted, happen to be looking to do both of those things, and mysteriously, their emails are missing? And then she questioned the other thing that she questioned was, she says, well, if they're missing, and she says, I understand, you know, these two were having an affair. It was 50,000 messages, text messages that they sent each other over whatever period of time. It might be a little bit embarrassing. Well, you know what's more embarrassing? That these two public servants, supposedly impartial, who are supposed to be looking for true evidence on whether Hillary Clinton did something bad, and she did, and whether Donald Trump had colluded with the Russians, which he didn't, they were sending 50,000, I love you, you're so cute, you said it, to each other on our dime. Who knows what we're going to find out? We're going to find out they were doing yoga? Are we going to find out that they were planning Hillary to attend Chelsea's wedding? Or, you know what, no, they had their private foundation stuff. Oh, it was all innocuous, it was no big deal. What are we going to find out? Let me tell you what we're going to find out. We're going to find out where they were doing their little tryst. We're going to find out all the things that the NSA knows about you. And you don't do anything. You're boring. In comparison to them, these people are figuring out what cocktail parties to go to. You know what else they were doing? They were hammering you as conservatives. They were talking about how they were going to conspire against you, how they had the power of the long arm of the law. They could do whatever they wanted. They don't want you to see everything these people said that would explain to you why this government has been taken over by these clowns. This has, are they going to be embarrassed by some of the crap they said to each other? Oh, yeah, I'd really like to grab you by the, oh, my goodness, if we said Donald Trump did that. What do you think they're going to say? What do you think those messages? I want to know. You tell me, people, what do you think those messages are going to say? You want to make bets? Those messages are so incriminating that somebody at the FBI said, you know what? We got to get rid of this. That's only two of them. That's not McCabe. That's not Ray. That's not Comey. That's not some of the other, I mean, bands. How many of those people were donated to Clinton? What do you think you're going to find? You're going to find a connect. If you do a forensics on this, you're going to find dots connecting these people across the board. You're going to see the most crooked administration in history, bar none. And you're going to see the intersection of it. And you're going to see big names. Heads are going to roll. Now, I talked earlier about, the other day, about one of my callers. Forget his name, but I think it was Carl. And he says, nothing's going to happen, Kevin. We're wasting our time. If you think for one second that we're going to let 50,000 emails disappear, and we're going to pretend that we can't get them back, and all of the technology that exists today. This is what I told you about Hillary Clinton. Oh, dude, I deleted my emails. Really? Somebody has your emails. Don't lie to me. It's on a server. It's somewhere. I don't care what you've put out. Somewhere it exists. Don't be fooled. And the only thing that stops somebody from getting it is they have no reason to. You're worthless to them. There's no money to be made. There's no book to be written. There's no extortion to be done. Whatever. Until you can make somebody a nickel, they don't care about your data. But the minute that they can make some money off of you, they'll do it. Look at what's going on in Hollywood. All the years they let old Harvey Weinstein get up there. Woo-hoo-hoo. And suddenly, bam. Now it's time. Sue, 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 sue. They did the same thing with Bill Cosby. They did the same thing with Kevin Spacey. Suddenly, it's all in vogue. Let's sue. Let's go get that money. Look, I don't know, guilty or not guilty. That's not for me to decide. I'm just telling you about timing. I'm telling you about trending. Suddenly, everybody wants to get rid of male anchors on TV, and now we got a flood of females. What's it going to be? Sports next? They've emasculated sports. What are we going to do? We're going to start watching bikini football or whatever's out there? Big busted model football? They're taking it away. So what are you going to do? You know what you're going to do? You're going to stop doing it, and then it'll cycle back around, and you'll find yourself watching football again because they're no longer kneeling, or they're finally letting these guys play the game again. I don't know what it's going to take, but I'm just saying that's the cycle of it all. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at this stuff. Sessions doing Trump's dirty work. The Washington Post should be ashamed of itself. I can't even read the articles because you only get like four articles a month for free. And then you can pay for them. I'm like, y'all must be crazy. Washington Post, or I love getting those ones from the New York Times. Hey, for only $5 a month, you can have unlimited access to the New York Times. Or not. So I couldn't read the article, but I saw the title. And the title implies that Donald Trump's doing something dirty. Donald Trump is saying, hey, don't you think it's time we take a look at this FBI agency? Remember when everybody, when James Comey got fired? And people are like, this is hard. This is unbelievable. He's one of the most, he's a steadfast and true guy. All the left, it came to his defense. How could Donald Trump possibly fire James Comey? This is an outrage. And then they told you, we dare you to fire Mueller. And Trump goes, nope. You don't have to, Trump's going to be scared to fire Mueller. If he wanted to fire Mueller, he'd fire him. He had done what he needed to do. He put a scare across D.C. Okay, Mueller, do your job. And if Mueller, if it turns out that Mueller is an honest guy, I'll tell you, I'll be the first one to say, hey, Mueller, sorry about all that, all that crap I talked about you, man. Sorry, bro, it was business. Business, brother. But I don't think he is. But I think he's backed into a corner at this stage. I think he's got nowhere to go. If you believe Sessions is doing Donald Trump's dirty work, then you're a stone-cold leftist. Because what we've witnessed here, there's enough for five special counsels. The left know it. Look, let me ask you some questions. Here's the first and most obvious. Where's Hillary? You heard from her? Not much, huh? Let me ask you this one. You heard from Barack Obama. He's even out there going, my FBI, this is a good organization. I mean, these people are good people. No, you haven't heard a word. When's the last time you heard from Susan Rice? Not a lot of time. I haven't heard anything from her. Yeah, am I right? Am I wrong? You guys tell me. You tell me. Because I don't know. I'm not trying to be all the answers. I don't have all the answers right now. I'm just asking you. When we come back, I want to talk about James Comey, because he's been out there. See, James Comey was one of the biggest swamp rats. Everybody tried to act like he was above it.
Yeah, he's a former Republican. He's a, this, that, and he's a straight-laced guy and all this.
I knew he was a crook. I told you he was a crook. And we did a pretty good expose on him. Expose. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk more about how the noose is tightened.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, yo? James Comey sends out this cryptic text message yet again. He's been doing this. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, where you can get the show 24/7. 844-551-8255. James Comey can hide no more. The veil of invincibility left has been lifted with the thrashing of Hillary Clinton on November the 8th, 2016, in the year of our Lord. Yes. She got beat. She got beat bad. One of my favorite nights. Anytime, you know, if I were an actor and he said, Kevin, you really got to show a lot more emotion, more, you know, more happiness. I just reflect back on November 8th of 2016 as I watched those sad faces of the left. They just looked up at that screen like a bunch of Stepford Wives, and I just cannot help but crack up. Oh, my goodness. Oh, normally I don't rejoice in misery, but oh, my gosh, that was so amazing. We have the pictures when we post articles about crybabies. I just put cry. It brings up all those pictures. And it could be, I'm looking for like a baby crying, okay? But it'll bring up all those pictures and I just get this big smile on my face like, whoa, look at all those crybabies. But I'm smiling about it. It's one of those strange things. You know, like you're supposed to pick blue but say green. You know, like you'll see the color and it's green, but it's written blue underneath it. And just so you're supposed to do one or the other and your mind's all jacked up. That's the way it is. Because I see them and they're crying and they're like, oh, and I'm laughing. And normally I'm a very sensitive person. I'm very sensitive. Yes, sensitive. And I see people cry and I feel sorry. I go, true story. I cannot go with somebody to a funeral, even if it's like if it's a person they care about, right? And I go to that funeral with them, I have no skin. It could be their Uncle Charlie, who's 87 years old. I've never met him, right? I go to the funeral, if my friend's crying, I'm crying. I'm like, like I knew Uncle Charlie, like Uncle Charlie put me in the will. Uncle Charlie doesn't even know me. And I'm over there like, gonna miss Uncle Charlie. I don't know why, but everybody else is missing Uncle Charlie and me. Uncle Charlie, that's just me. I'm sensitive that way. But when I see those people crying on the night that Hillary got her big white buttocks wiped dirty on the floor by Donald Trump, I smile so big. It's pretty bad. It is. I would love to tell. I don't want to love to tell, but I should be telling you that it makes me sad. See the pain on their face, but it doesn't. I'm not going to lie to you. It doesn't. It makes me happy. Now, and let me tell you, happy year coming for Kevin Jackson. Happy year coming for you too, people. That's right. No more hiding for Comey. His only hope is to fight the battle from his subterranean rat lair. He can find himself spending that book advance money on his criminal defense. Jeff Sessions, 50,000 text messages exchanged between Peter Strzok and his mistress, Lisa Page. Some of those text messages are missing. Conveniently, these texts supposedly involve only the deep state rats. You know, the messages between these two. But there are 50,000 messages between these guys, and there's some of them that are missing. Huh. So John Ratcliffe is a Republican out of Texas rep. He said there was a secret society of folks within the DOJ and the FBI working against Donald Trump. I know what you're saying. Kevin, tell me what I already know. Why am I listening to your program if all you're going to do is tell me what I already know? You hang in there, okay? Here's what he tweeted out. The thousands of texts that Trey Gowdy and I reviewed today manifest bias among top FBI officials against Donald Trump. The text between Strzok and Page references secret society. They said it. Their words. You can't look. Every time the left, we start talking about these types of things, they're going, oh, put on your tinfoil hats. And, you know, they try to embarrass us like, oh, there you go, conspiracy theorists, put your tinfoil hats on. Oh, yeah, yeah, sure, whatever. Yeah, and then man really didn't land on the moon. Yeah. And they try to minimize us. And I don't get mad at them because I get it. I understand your little Alinsky tactics. They no longer work, but go for it. You got your playbook. You know, turn to chapter 13. Boom, there you go. But we got you. We're not tinfoil hats. That's what they wrote. Maybe we have to put together the secrets. Now that he's elected, we have to build a secret society against him. You have to build it. It already existed. I don't know exactly what it said, but it was something along those lines. Cryptic tweet. James Comey comes out. He says, good to read reports of people standing up for what they believe in. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. MLK. That's right. James Comey, quoting MLK, because he's going to be measured in how he stands in a time of challenge and controversy. Because it's coming, James. Oh, yeah, JC. And I ain't talking about Jesus Christ. I'm talking about Jim Comey. You about to get it, homie. They say he was referencing a report claiming that FBI Director Christopher Wray had threatened to resign amid pressure from President Trump and AG Sessions to fire FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Well, I'm going to tell you, I fired him. Go ahead, Wray, resign. You know, look, this is nothing but a pool of snakes is all it is. Wray, who supposedly wants to, you know, clean up the image of the FBI, etc. I don't trust him for one second. I don't believe it. FBI Director Comey is in hot water. Former, I should say. Fired FBI Director Comey is in big trouble. Got his fat book deal. But this ain't over. Jay Sekulow, President Trump's attorney, he says, let me say this to you. James Comey's testimony under oath. Congressman Ratcliffe asked this question. Did you make the decision not to recommend criminal charges related to classified information before or after Hillary was interviewed by the FBI July the 2nd? Comey said after. And they've got text messages. They've got all kinds of information now that prove that that clown, Comey the clown, lied under oath. He knew the fix was in. So did Loretta Lynch. So did many within the FBI. By the way, Loretta Lynch, jail time. Jail time. Tarmac meeting, you know, changing the terminology, this, that, and the other. Jail time. But I got to tell you, it's funny to watch Comey periodically poke his head out from under his rat hole, instead of his rat hole, and fire off some message. You know, and it's always this inspirational message of sorts. I just said, why doesn't Comey go ahead and cut him a Negro spiritual album? Sweet low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Oh, man. Comey, man. Comey. Hi. I'm James Comey, and I've always had a fascination with the old Negro spirituals. And here's my album. Oh, man. Remember when the first of the year, Comey, he wanted more ethical leadership? You remember that? The gall of this clown, the irony of his tweet. Here's what he said. Here's hoping 2018 brings more ethical leadership focused on the truth and lasting values. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you, Stuart Smalley. I'm good enough. I'm strong enough. And doggone it, people like me. Oh, man. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Jim Comey. Because you're going down, bro. I cannot wait. Look, all due respect to Carl. You know, Carl sent me a note. Kevin, it's a waste of time, broski. You know, nothing's going to happen. I disagree. Comey led the most corrupt FBI in history. And he thinks he's going to use social media to distort the narrative?
Hey, listen, everybody, Happy New Year. I hope we have some good leadership now. You know, and everybody's like, yeah, now that you're gone, we probably do.
Maybe in the past he could have gotten away with this nonsense, but he can't get away with that today. If Comey tested the water, he got shark bit. Shark bit. All the cryptic tweets in the world will not save him. And for all the naysayers who question President Trump's firing of Comey, there's crow for you.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.